The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
Welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. All the latest news, interviews, and podcasts. You can find that on SeanGreenShow.com and WGNPlus.com. Also, if you want to check me out on Facebook, it's Sean Green Show Media. And if you want to check me out on Twitter, it's at Sean Green Show. If you want to check me out there, a lot of cool stuff going on both sites. Very busy show we got planned today. New week of movies definitely that are coming out this week. And who else better to talk about movies than Eric Davis, the managing editor at movies.com and a contributing editor at fandango.com. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. Looking forward to a good weekend at the movies.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Especially after all the Marvel and the DC. You know, we got just some, I like to call them just regular movies coming out this week. So, you know, and I'm a comic book freak, but sometimes I just want to see a regular movie. So I go to movies.com, and one of the first things that I see on movies.com is that there is a possible Ocean's 11 remake. Is that true? And if so, how are they going to pull this off?
Yeah, well, you know, right now there's a big sort of demand by audiences for more female-driven movies. And so what we're starting to see is some of these films are original and some of them are linked to other franchises. Some of them, like Ghostbusters this summer, are rebooted with an all female cast, and that's sort of what they want to do with the Ocean's 11, is they want to reboot it or remake it with an all-female cast. News reports say that Sandra Bullock is heavily involved, and now they're saying Jennifer Lawrence will come over and possibly do it. And so it looks like they're trying to put together this movie. It's not all wing, bam, boom, done in the can, here's your cast, here's when it's coming out. But we're hearing rumblings of them trying to put it together. So I think the success of movies like Ghostbusters will speak to whether or not that's sort of a viable,
Yeah, because, as far as Ghostbusters is concerned, like, it's been getting beat up a lot on the internet. And I don't know, like, I don't think it's, justified. I mean, the movie's not even out yet, and people are, you know, trashing it. But I would like to see an Ocean's 11 with an all-female cast. I would definitely go see it. So I will always give a movie a chance before I, you know, trash it. I try to, at least. And another thing, too, that was on movies.com is, this movie's not even out yet, and yet they're already talking about a spinoff movie, and the movie is Suicide Squad, but they're talking about doing a standalone movie with Harley Quinn. Now, how close are they to actually making this happen, and do you think that DC's doing the right thing by just announcing all these spinoffs and the movie is not even out yet, and people had mixed reviews about Dawn of Justice, and now they're doing this spinoff movie with Harley Quinn. You think they should slow down with that?
Well, I mean, it speaks to exactly what we were just talking about, the female-driven, the all-female casts, and it's not just Harley Quinn, but they want to put Harley Quinn in a movie that has all female heroes and villains, and so that sort of would be maybe the first... Yeah, actually, it would be the first ensemble female-driven superhero movie. And so that's kind of what they're looking to do, you know. This is Warner Brothers. This is DC. They are also doing Wonder Woman next year, so they're going to be the first ones out of the gate with a solo female superhero movie in this sort of day and age, especially with Wonder Woman, especially since Iron Man, this new crop of superhero movies. And so, you know, they're trying to make those moves. They're trying to be aggressive. They're trying to compete with Marvel. They're trying to do something that's different from what Marvel is doing. It didn't work as successful with Batman v Superman. A lot of people were against it. They didn't like it. I think there were good things about it. I think there were bad things about it. But it seems like they're doing everything they can to learn from their mistakes and to keep trying new things. And so I do give them credit for taking those creative risks. It's just a matter of, can they find a groove like Marvel did, where audiences are sort of eating up those creative risks that they're taking?
Yeah, yeah. And I think with DC, I think what they should do is not even worry about Marvel. Marvel's going to do their thing. DC, just they just go ahead and do their own thing. And I guarantee you it'll stick to at least the hardcore fans of DC. And I consider myself to be one of them. And I just hope that everything works out with DC. One last thing that you had on movies.com that I thought was pretty cool. The movie Nice Guys, that I'm actually very eager to go see. There's a small little video that you have on movies.com. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, they did a little viral video. You know, the unfortunate sort of news for the Nice Guys, and this is a great movie. I saw it yesterday. I love it to pieces. Out of everything coming out this weekend, this is the movie I would recommend most. But it is up against Neighbors 2, which is a sequel, has an established fan base, and the Angry Birds movie, which hits the family-oriented fan base as well as the people who are familiar with the game. So the Nice Guys is a sort of completely original movie that doesn't have this existing fan base to kind of reach out to, and so they made a viral video sort of poking fun at that aspect of the movie. But since we're talking about that movie, it is very good. It's from the guy who wrote Lethal Weapon. He directed this. He also co-wrote it, and it's got that great buddy cop flavor that like a movie like Lethal Weapon had back in the day. He also did The Last Action Hero, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He's a really smart writer, a fun writer, and it's sort of set in the 70s, and it's got detective noir and very funny, great performances from Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe. So that's the movie I would recommend people seeing the most.
Wow. And with the Nice Guys, you've seen it and you liked it. Do you think that this is going to be like they may do a sequel to this?
They could. I mean, the honest answer is it has to make money. It has to warrant a sequel. You know, the director even said, yeah, you know, this could be another Lethal Weapon franchise. This could be our new generation Lethal Weapon, but people have to go see it. People have to be into it, you know, and it's hard. It's hard when you're an original film and you're trying to sort of do something new and you're trying to break into this kind of field where everything around you is based on some existing property, is a sequel, a reboot. So sometimes you can stick out in that environment if it's very good and it gets good word of mouth, and sometimes you can fail. But a lot of people like The Nice Guys. I think word of mouth will help push it. You know, Warner Brothers took did a risk last May when they came out with Mad Max Fury Road right about now. So they seem to like to drop these sort of different kind of movies right around now, and they're refreshing because, you know, we're getting a lot of the superhero stuff. Stuff like The Nice Guys is a refreshing movie to go see.
Now, on to Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising. This is a movie that I'm kind of not looking forward to, because the first Neighbors I liked, and I don't want to spoil it with a bad sequel. Am I wrong to? I'm quite sure you've seen it. So am I wrong to not want to see this?
No, actually, you are wrong to not want to see it, because this is one of those rare comedy sequels that's really good. You know, on paper, I could totally see somebody watching the trailer and being like, okay, they're just trying to do the same thing, but with a sorority. And it's not the case. I implore you to give this film a shot. It's very progressive. It speaks to a lot of interesting issues. The comedy is very smart. You know, Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg, these guys are very, very smart. They really know the comedy genre. And, you know, sometimes not all of their movies are as successful as maybe they should be or they could have been. But they are really funny, and they're smart enough to make a cheap gimmick sequel. They're not going to do that. So this is something different, and I say definitely go see it.
All right, great. And then Angry Birds, I love the game, and I've seen the trailers to Angry Birds, and I thought the trailers were really cute and they were really funny. Does it live up to the hype?
Yeah, you know, it is. I think if you're a fan of the game, then you'll find a lot to kind of relatable humor in Angry Birds, especially the last half of it, which really references the game a lot. A good thing to know about this movie is that adults can go, and, you know, there's a lot of references in there for adults, too, so don't worry about it. As we speak, I have fireworks going off in the background, so they're popping. That's what that is. But yeah, it's people who are celebrating Angry Birds arriving in theaters. But yeah, it's got a lot of relatable humor for people who played the game. You know, I think movies like Zootopia were better. I think there will be better animated movies that come out this summer, Finding Dory, The Secret Life of Pets. But this is harmless, and I think if you're at all familiar with the game and you like those characters, I think everybody was addicted to that game at some point in their lives. We'll find some fun humor in it.
All right, and there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure you check out Fandango.com. Pre-order your tickets at Fandango.com. Also, check out Movies.com. You can check out all the cool articles we just talked about and many more at Movies.com. If you want to follow Eric on Twitter, you most certainly can. It's at Eric Davis. That's E-R-I-K Davis if you want to check him out on Twitter. A lot of things going on Twitter. You got Nice Guys, you have Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising, and Angry Birds. Make sure you check those movies out this weekend. Eric, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks a lot, man. Be good.
And we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You could friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.